sacrifices to the gods, and then the terrible moral looseness of the Greeks, both in terms of heterosexual activities and in terms of homosexual activities. And all of this came to the land of Israel. And we'll see that the estimates are that a third to 40% of the Jewish population were counted among the Misyavnim. And most of the leadership class, most of the wealthy class, were swept away by this tide of Hellenist thought. So that when you, for instance, if you go to Eretz Yisrael today and you see ancient tombs in Bet Sha'arim, for instance, the famous Kuchin, the burial places in Bet Sha'arim, you will see that many of the tombs and many of the tombstones are written in Greek. They're not written in Hebrew. And yet these were upright, observant Orthodox Jews. But again, hundreds of years from now, they'll find the tombstones here in the United States in the Jewish cemeteries, and they'll be written in English, or at least 90% in English. And the correspondence between Jews was in Greek. It became an acceptable mode of operation. Also, the Greeks were very big on pork, on swine, on pigs. It was for one reason or another, was a basic meat that they enjoyed, and that became a delicacy. That's why he mentions it, Alevi, there, that the rule that the rabbis passed that nobody should raise pigs in Eretz Yisrael. There's a gzeira that Chazal had that against swine herding, against raising pigs in the land of Israel, a gzeira which still applies today, stems from that time, because again the country was flooded with pork, flooded with the meat of the pig. And the Jews ate it. They didn't eat it in the. They ate it with a yarmulke. They didn't eat it in their house. They ate it outside. I mean, how did they rationalize it? It's hard to imagine. I'm not saying the truly observant would die before doing so. But there was an element that was so swept away, that was so under pressure, that they succumbed. Now this situation continued, and the Greeks perhaps would have won the battle by default if it would not have been for the fact that they overstepped themselves, as usually happens. And what happened was that beginning in about the year 190 before the Common Era, the situation between the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom deteriorated badly. And the Northern Kingdom gained the upper hand. They were more powerful militarily. And they decided that they were not going to let the Southern Kingdom retain its independence anymore. And they were not going to let the Southern Kingdom behave as though it were an equal with them. And in effect, what they did is that they mounted an invasion through the land of Israel. And the Northern Kingdom sent Greek soldiers, armies, through the land of Israel to attempt to conquer the Southern Kingdom. When the Greek army came, whenever an army comes into a country, a foreign army, so then the situation changes. And this situation will now change, because the Greeks, instead of becoming an attractive culture, now were seen as an occupying enemy. Instead of being something to be imitated,